Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, and events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league, including Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and futures. Head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50 to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Hello and welcome back to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your producer, Jeremiah Long, and joining me to talk about the NCAA Week 4 matchup between the Virginia Cavaliers and the Syracuse Orange, it's our host, Mr. Logan Landers. How's it going, man?
What's up, Jeremiah? Talking some really good quality football here today in the ACC. Virginia, Syracuse, both these teams looking really good are out the gate, and we'll see who gets the upcoming advantage this Saturday when these two teams match up.
Absolutely. And for everybody watching, we just want to say thank you. Everyone who's watching on YouTube, you've been leaving us some amazing comments. If you are a Virginia or Syracuse fan, we definitely want to hear from you. And tell us your final score in the comments. Leave us a comment over on Facebook. We're doing things over on LinkedIn. So if you are getting bored with hanging out on LinkedIn in your corporate life, jump over on the 100 Yards of Football page and leave us a comment over there. Maybe share some stuff. We'll spice up your LinkedIn life. But thank you so much for all of the likes and subscriptions that you've been pushing through, and especially all of your comments. And to our podcast listeners, thank you again. Y'all are really the MVPs. We have been growing so quickly on our MVP or on our podcast platforms, and it's definitely because of all of your shares with your friends and family. Just telling them, hey, y'all listening to 100 Yards of Football? That's all it's been taking for you to get all of your coverage and for you to get all of your new users over to us. So thank you so much for that. Well, Mr. Logan Landers, the Virginia Cavaliers versus the Syracuse Orange. What do we have to look forward to?
Let's talk about these Cavs, man. Let's talk about Virginia, what they've been up to. Going at Syracuse on Friday night lights here game, what we're doing here. And as for Virginia, bit of a close one this past week against Old Dominion with the Monarchs. Got the win 16-14. As for the game, Brennan Armstrong did his thing, 20 of 37 passing, 284 yards. No touchdowns on the day for him, though, but also no INTs with a 7.7 average. The running game was phenomenal as well. As a team, they ran it 46 times for over 200 yards, 229, and one score, thanks to Mike Hollins punching it in. The receiving corps did his thing with Kaytion Thompson leading the way with 9 catches, 118 yards for him, with Wicks right behind him. 4 catches for 85. They did have a little bit of issues with holding onto the ball, had 3 fumbles as a team, 2 of those being from quarterback Brennan Armstrong, so got to work on that. As for the defense, like I said, only gave up 14 points the whole game. They had a good day, thanks to Langston Long leading the charge, 9 tackles for him, Anthony Johnson behind him with 8, 3 sacks as a squad, 7 tackles for loss, and 6 passes defended. So the defense was putting in some work all day, pretty much. As for team stats, third down efficiency, I always like to look at 7-16, a little bit under 50%. 500-plus total yardage, you love to see that. A lot of fun games to look at here for Virginia in terms of their offense looking really good. And as for just possession, they led it 33 minutes, 32 seconds. So they were looking really good all around. Like I said, the main thing I got to work on is just holding onto the ball. They had three fumbles, 3 turnovers, so you got to work on that. But talking about this Syracuse team, man, what a wild game they had as well. Faced off against Purdue, got the close win in this one also, 32-29. And my goodness, it was just packed there, man. It was a home game for Syracuse. The fans were going crazy. They didn't know which way this game was going to turn out. It was going down to the wire. But in the end, we all know that Syracuse pulled out the big W, and they got the win at the end, man. What a wild game for both these two teams, coming off some very big wins. And for Syracuse, right, Schrader, the quarterback, not, you know, when you look at the stats, they're not the most impressive, but he got it done. 13-29 passing, 181 yards, a 6.2 average, 3 touchdowns, no interceptions. You love to see it there. For the rushing game, Schrader led the way again. He did his thing with Sean Tucker behind him. They ran it 35 times for 125, no scores on the day. Receiving core, Gadsden, the second, led it 6 catches for 112. And then, like I said, they got to work on their – they got some butterfingers out there, right? Both Syracuse and Virginia, they fumbled the ball twice as well. As for the defense, like I said, gave up 29 points, got to work on it a little bit, not the most crisp day. Garrett Williams, Mykel Jones led the way with 10 tackles a pop. 1 sack as a team, 3 tackles for loss, 5 pass defended, and 1 interception by Caleb there, getting it for the pick 6 as well. But we're coming at 2 teams here, looking at this with Syracuse and with, of course, these Virginia Cavs. And both these teams coming off impressive wins, late-minute, late-driving wins. And I'm looking at this matchup, man, and it's going to be a fun one. It's going to be a highly contested, fun, just offensive showdown, I think. But I think there is an upper hand here. I think that I'm going to go with the orange out there and Syracuse continuing their undefeated streak. Because let's not get it twisted, everyone. They are 3-0 right now in the ACC, tied for first place, and I think they can continue that momentum. Getting the win in this one, Syracuse 38 and Virginia 17 is my final score for this Friday night matchup.
That's awesome. Well, we definitely want to hear from you, all of our Virginia fans, all of our Syracuse fans. Oh, and let's hear from our live comment here. Now, that looking good, and they didn't score a touchdown. Absolutely. Mr. Landers, you want to respond to that comment?
Yeah. I mean, if you're talking about Syracuse, right? I mean, like I said, Syracuse gave up 29. Like I said, Virginia had a good day as well. But I just think, man, I just think the Syracuse, they got that momentum on the side right now. The fans are hot for them. If you check on Twitter, if you check anywhere, the Orange fans are coming out in droves supporting their team. And rightfully so, they got a good program, man. But, yeah, thanks for the comment, Vaughn. It's awesome to see you interacting this early morning with us, and we appreciate it.
Absolutely. And I think we're really excited to see where things start to shake out. As Syracuse gets this win, you know, they continue to be undefeated. You know, there's a lot of, you know, everybody's tied essentially for undefeated right now. But, you know, it starts to shake when you get those harder teams, you know, that they're playing down the line. So, yeah, I think we're all really excited to see whether they, once they really test their mettle, whether, you know, these are teams that are emerging and becoming great, you know, again and actually showing out, or, you know, whether it's just another great start to an interesting school. So definitely thank you for that comment. Keep leaving your comments, you know, on our show. We broadcast live, but what we do is we do what's called a +7. We look back over the next 7 days once we broadcast, and we look at all of the comments and all of the great shares that you've been doing, because we think of it just like live TV versus watching a replay on your replay device, you know, like on your television or like a Netflix type thing, because most of our amazing, amazing listeners and viewers actually watch our show whenever they want. And that's one of the cool things about our show, is that we broadcast live so that we can bring you the information up to date and on time, but we also let you casually watch our videos anytime that you like. So thank you so much for that comment, and thank you for the extra comments that you're about to leave in the next few days on our +7. So thank you so much to Mr. Logan Landers for that. If you are listening to our podcast, thank you so much. And if you're not listening to our podcast, what are you doing? Come join us. Sometimes you love to watch, but sometimes it's great to just put it on in the background while you're cleaning the house or while you're doing your thing at work, while you're in your car. If you drive Uber, feel free to subject all of your passengers to 100 yards of football. And you can listen over on Spotify, Apple, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, Overcast, Amazon, or even on the Believe Podcast Network, which is our main channel that sponsors our amazing podcast. So thank you so much for all of our listeners. and all of our watchers of our live video and our plus 7 watchers who watch our video at their convenience whenever they feel like it. Thank you so much also to Mr. Logan Landers for that incredible preview of the Virginia Cavaliers versus the Syracuse Orange. I'm your producer, Jeremiah Long, and we'll be right back with another live episode. Stay tuned to our channel.
Let's find out what host Logan Landers and producer Jeremiah Long have to say about the next game preview.
Fear the turtle, or do you fear the Wolverines? Welcome to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your producer, Jeremiah Long, and this week in NCAA Week 4 coverage, the Terrapins versus the Wolverines. Which animal are you rooting for? Or actually, which football team are you rooting for the most? Because we've got our host, Mr. Logan Landers, to talk all about our NCAA Week 4 coverage. How's it going, bro?
What's up, Jeremiah? Talking about these two college programs here, both of them undefeated on the season. Who will get their first L on the year this upcoming Saturday with the Terrapins and the Wolverines? It's going to be a great matchup, man.
Absolutely. And for everybody watching, we are so excited to be talking about these two teams. We know there are some incredible Michigan fans out there and some incredible Maryland Terrapin fans out there, including my uncle, Tony, who lives in D.C., and he's the one who taught me the phrase fear the turtle. So I am very excited to be listening to the incredible coverage of these two teams, and I'm sure you're going to be leaving incredible comments. And so we're so thankful to have you here, not only on our live broadcast, but with our plus 7 audience that watches over the next 7 days, and over on our podcast audience where we broadcast the audio version of our incredible coverage. So thank you so much to everyone who's here. Make sure that you like, share, subscribe, and hit that bell notification button so that you'll know every time we put out a new episode. And man, Maryland Terrapins versus the Michigan Wolverines. This is one that we want the fans to get all the information that they can so that they can have a great football season. And we know one of these teams has to get the win and one has to get the loss. So somebody's going to come out of this not undefeated. Mr. Logan Landers, what do we have to look forward to?
Let's talk about these Terrapins, man. Like you said, fear the turtle, and got a close win last week, 34-27 over the SMU Mustangs. Two fourth quarter touchdowns helped get the lead, helped get the victory in this one. Of course, we all know the quarterback, but at least we should. It is the younger brother of Miami Dolphins quarterback, Tua Tagovailoa. It's his brother, Talia Tagovailoa. Good day for him, 17-23, throwing the rock, 214 yards, almost a 9.3 average. So he's throwing it deep whenever he does. Two touchdowns, no INTs. Good day for him. The running corps also, my goodness, just ran it all over the field, man. 38 carries as a squad, 225 combined yards. Big shout-out to Roman Hemby and also with Talia behind him. Hemby ran the ball 16 times for 151 yards, his longest being a 50-yard, ran half the field and got in some work with those legs, man. And talking about this Maryland defense, like I said, did pretty good all around. Braid led the way, 15 tackles. I mean, that's insane. No matter what level you're on, 15 tackles, so 15 tackles. With the Barham right behind him with 13, not trying to updo him. As a team, had 2 sacks, 4 tackles for a loss, 4 passes defended, and 2 INTs thanks to Trader Jr. and also Braid. So looking really good overall, these Terrapins team did. They shut out SMU in the fourth quarter where it matters most. And as a team, like I said, they're undefeated on the year. So they are looking strong. They're looking really good. 5-13 on third down, I always like to look at. 439 yards. But they did give up 520 yards to SMU last week. You got to cut that down, for God's sake, against these number four ranked Michigan Wolverines. So it will not be an easy task. And the big key for this game for Maryland, if you want to win, you got to cut down on turnovers. Because they had 15 penalties for a combined 141 yards. You ain't gonna, you know, I mean, I understand they beat SMU, but you ain't gonna beat Michigan if you keep doing that. So, get into practice. Maybe if the coach gets a little mad at you, it is what it is. But hey, you gotta drill it into these guys that we are facing some monsters here this week. We gotta have a clean ball game. And as for Michigan, they made light work of UConn. When I say light work, I mean, they got the win that one 59-0. I mean, do I need to speak about the defense? We'll start with the defense first because, my God, they pitched the shutout the whole game. A lot, like, obviously, you know, a lot of people got to play the third string, the fourth string. You know, probably the peanut vendors out there who were just wanting to get on, relive some glory. They probably got on the field too. But, like I said, the defense for Michigan, man, just all over the place. But it's kind of crazy, though. You know, they won 59-0, but they didn't get any sacks for the team, which is kind of crazy to think. So, yeah, no sacks for them, 5 tackles for loss, 2 pass defended, no interceptions as well. So, I mean, you know, take that as kind of a downside, I guess. But, I mean, when, you know, you got there's never a perfect game, right? There's always something you can look at and they can improve on. So, that's it. They're getting some turnovers, right? Getting some sacks, getting some fumbles, interceptions, all that stuff. But, like I said, the offense, you know, offense had a pretty solid day, simple day. A lot of guys threw the ball. I mean, when you look at the box over this, there's about 7 guys who threw the ball at least one time. They were just kind of doing everything they wanted. J.J. McCarthy, though, the main starter, 15 of 18, 214 yards. Looked really good. No touchdowns, no interceptions, but still kept it clean. Did what he needed to do. And for the running game, 43 carries as a team, 192 yards. Blake Corum led that with 71 on 12 carries. And I think he had a pretty easy day, Jeremiah, because Blake Corum had 5 touchdowns. 5. So they were looking good. 6 touchdowns overall as a unit. The receiving corps, Ronnie Bell led the way, 7 catches for 96, with Roman Wolfe's mind him 3 for 64. Touchdown by Leon Franklin, his 1 catch on the day, for good for 20 yards. And just looked really good, right? The kicking team got their work in as well. A lot of extra points, got some field goals in there also. So they were looking good. And like I said, just pure domination for Michigan, as expected, this last game. But looking at these games, I think it's going to be a little bit of a tougher matchup. But I think overall, I still expect Michigan to pull out the win in this one. I'm going to go with the final score here. And also, let's not forget, Michigan scored over 50 points in all of their games so far this season. But I don't think they're going to get it against Maryland. I think that streak stops here. But I do think they get close. I'm going to go with the final score, Michigan 45 and Maryland 14.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
Awesome. 45-14. I could totally see it. Michigan is being very dominant so far, and they're undefeated. So if you are a Michigan fan and you've been following the season so far, you're probably in a great place right now. Okay. Again, if you're a Maryland fan and you've been following the team so far, you're probably feeling pretty good right now too. So we would love to hear from you in the comments. What are the keys to the game for Maryland? What are the keys to the game for Michigan? We want to hear from you, and we would love for you to respond to the Michigan and Maryland fans in the comments and see if you agree with what they're saying, because that's one of the most fun parts of our show is we get all of our people together. We talk about football and we chat it up. So please drop us a comment over on YouTube, over on Facebook, or if you're just getting real bored with your corporate account over on LinkedIn, jump on to 100 Yards of Football's LinkedIn page and leave us a comment over there or share out this video, because we always, always put all of our podcasts mainly over on our LinkedIn. So you can check that out. And speaking of our podcast, if you're listening right now to our podcast, thank you very much. You have no idea how quickly we're growing over on our podcast platforms. But if you're not over there, join us. You can go anywhere that you like to listen to our podcast. I like to listen on Spotify. A lot of our listeners listen on Apple Podcasts, but we also have a great number of people that listen to our podcast over on Amazon, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, Overcast, and a whole number of other really cool podcast platforms. And we have our podcast available anywhere that you listen to podcasts. So thank you so much to listen to the podcast. And thank you so much to Mr. Logan Landers for that NCAA Week 4 coverage of the Maryland Terrapins versus the Michigan Wolverines. I'm your producer, Jeremiah Long, and we'll be right back with another live episode. Stay tuned.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.